Florida schools faced a tougher grading system this year. State education officials made tests harder. Students also needed a higher score to earn a passing grade. More than 25% of Florida elementary and middle schools saw their grade go down as a result. Only one middle school in the entire state went to an A from an F. State Impact Florida's John O'Connor has the story of Tampa's Mount Pleasant Standard Base Middle School.
Last year, Mount Pleasant Standard Base Middle School's grade dropped from an A to an F. Principal Yolanda Caper says the grade stung because she saw her students improving.
It's devastating because our students were still learning. 58% of our students made learning gains in reading. That's a lot of learning gains. However, we still received an F.
This year, state education officials warned more Florida principals would know Caper's feeling. Florida raised state testing standards and school grades would fall, but not Mount Pleasant Middle. The small charter school was the only Florida school to improve from an F to an A.
My students made significant gains.
Just 1 in 13 Florida elementary and middle schools improved their grade this year. More than 1 in 4 dropped a grade. Mount Pleasant has just 94 students. Most qualify for free or reduced lunch. The school is in a small, prefabricated steel building near a downtown interstate. So how did Mount Pleasant do it? Caper says they focused on a weakness, math.
Our students have 2 hours of math per day, and one of the classes is to reinforce just the basic skills, and then the other math class is to teach them the regular math.
The math doesn't stop at the end of class. Most students must attend after-school tutoring as well. Last year's F grade also brought help from the State Department of Education. An advisor watched classes and worked with Capers and her staff. A team flew in from Tallahassee every few months to check progress. Caper says they learned the importance of repeating things for students.
You know, with the way the curriculum is now, it's moving at such a fast pace, and our children need the repetitiveness of continuing to go over the same thing over and over. So we took a lot of time reinforcing a lot of things that they were already learning, and that makes a big difference.
There are no common reasons for why schools improved. Fred Hyde with the Florida Department of Education says every school must find their own weakness.
You're dealing with a different student population every single year.
Hyde says schools must be flexible for students. One way to do that is regular assessments of what students learned. Mount Pleasant tests its students every other week.
Therefore, I know exactly if they're learning, if they're not learning, where they need the extra help. And we do that every 2 weeks throughout the entire year. And if we see that they're not learning or the majority did not, then we know where to go back and teach it.
Caper says those progress reports are how she expects Mount Pleasant Middle to maintain their A grade next year. John O'Connor, WUSF 89.7 News.
That story is part of our State Impact Florida project, where we put education reform to the test every Monday on WUSF and every day online. You can read analysis of this year's school grades and all our educational coverage at State Impact Florida. It's 548.